One of the best books of this year is A Quiet Little Novel in Translation that was Sweden's Book of the Year in 2024. Lisa Ridson's When the Cranes Fly South tells the story of Bo, an elderly man facing his final weeks of life. Bo may be physically weak, but he is incredibly strong-willed and determined to live life his own way. Bo's son Hans, though, has other ideas. In his attempt to protect his father's failing health and mobility, Hans insists that Bo's beloved elkhound, Sixten, be taken away to live with a family that can better care for him. Bo resists this idea with every fiber of fight he has left, and the novel conveys the older man's anger and heartbreak at losing control over his life. Ridson has said her debut novel was inspired by notes that her aging grandfather's care team left the family as he neared the end of his life. Similar notes punctuate When the Cranes Fly South, but the bulk of this story is told from Bo's perspective and loosely addressed to his wife. Bo gripes about the aging process, and he shares vivid memories of his life as a child, a young man, and a father struggling to be a responsible and loving parent. The curmudgeonly main character and Scandinavian setting may draw comparisons to Frederick Bachman's A Man Called Uwe, but that's where the likeness ends. When the Cranes Fly South is incredibly sad, but it begs to be read and reflected upon. It speaks to our human need for autonomy and agency and the right of every person to be treated with dignity. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.